Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in my Sasheni, Daf Yud Aleph, and the Oizva tradition, Perek Rishoin, towards the end of Alocha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yud Amud Beis at the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zvido have a Yosef Matne Libre. Rabbi Zvido sitting down, teaching his son, and we start with Daf Yud Aleph from Daf and Dap. Haroitza Lechalel Mois ala Peiros Bismanazeh. Someone wants to take Mois of my Sasheni and to exchange them on fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni, today, in Zman Hazeh, when you don't have Beis HaMikdash. Bein Eilu, Kotshu, Kedivri Beit Shammai. According to Beit Shammai, you're Machmir, because we don't know if the actual exchange worked or did not work. On one hand, it can work, as we saw in the Mishnah, B'dievet, money of Ma'aseh Sheni can be exchanged with fruits, but on the other hand, there's no Beis HaMikdash today, so you can't take the fruits of Yerushalayim, so maybe it does not work. So therefore, lechumro, the money stays with the kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, and the fruits also get the kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni. You're makri on both. Beisil say no, this exchange did not work. The money stays with its original kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, and the fruits are chulin. Although Rav Krisva passed by, omalei loy tenyasoken, don't teach this way. Elo peiros al hamois. The machlekes b'chayim esilil is when you take fruits and you mechal the fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni on money. In Yerushalayim, you cannot do that. Yerushalayim will not take fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni and exchange it for money. But if you're talking b'zman hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Here b'chayim are not sure if it works, and esilil say it does not work. Hamois al peiros. But if you take money of Ma'aseh Sheni and you exchange them for fruits, divrei hakoyel lekotru. They didn't even b'chayim agree that it does not work. You can exchange the money for fruits. Says the Gemara about Tanina, what we learned in our Mishnah. Im ein mikdash yirokvu. We learned if someone exchange money for fruits, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the fruits will get spoiled. So the Gemara understands, when did he exchange it? When there's no Beis HaMikdash. So you see, you could exchange money for fruits. And you said everybody agrees you can't. Says the Gemara, tipotu shigdisho mishas HaMikdash v'chorev HaMikdash. The answer is, we're talking about that he did the Hegdish, he did the exchange when Beis HaMikdash was there. So then the money does exchange for fruits. But then there was Charev HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and now he doesn't have the ability to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, so you let it spoil. But if he did the exchange when Beis HaMikdash wasn't there, so then the exchange doesn't start. Says the Gemara, Tani Ben Bibi. We have a Brisa of Ben Bibi that gives us the sources regarding Pidyon. It says in the Pasuk, V'nosato ha-kesef. So the Pasuk starts before and says, if you're very far from Yerushalayim, what should you do? You exchange the fruits for money, and then you take the money and bring it to Yerushalayim. So you learn from here, B'rikuk mokom atapodeyu. B'kirim mokom enat podeyu. You can exchange your fruits for money outside of Yerushalayim, far away from Yerushalayim. But in Yerushalayim, you cannot exchange your fruits for money. V'nosato ha-kesef. And then it says, with the money, you buy fruits. So, you could exchange the money back to fruits in Yerushalayim. But you can't exchange the money for fruits outside of Yerushalayim. Because the only place the Torah says that you can exchange take the money back with the fruits is in Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim, you can't do it. It says, in our Mishnah, we learn that you could do it b'dievet. Meaning, our Mishnah teaches us that this pasuk is lechatchili, you shouldn't do it b'dievet, it works. It says that probably some drasha tell me why b'dievet it works. The end of the Mishnah mentioned that you're not allowed to buy with Moris Ma'aseh Sheni, you can buy Avodim, Karkois, and Behemot Meo. And if he did, Yoichal Kenegdom. And if he did it, he needs to take money and exchange it for the money that's in the hands of the seller. Says the Gemara, B'Yisiv Yishishmuel, even though we said don't do it, but Nikra Mekach, if you did do it, so the Mekach works. It was a good sale. Rabbi Yisiv Archanino, here we're using the Gears of Rab Chaim, Ki Poideh. It's like being poided, like being redeeming the money on these items. The same way redeeming doesn't work, also the sale doesn't work. So he brings a riot from the end of the Mishnah. Last part of the Mishnah says that one should not use Ma'aseh Sheni to buy kinim, to buy korbanos that have come from birds. And it says that Yoichal Kenegdam, meaning if a person didn't magdish, didn't use Ma'aseh Sheni to buy these birds, so then it works. The birds are Kaddish, and he needs to take other money in exchange of the Ma'aseh Sheni. So you see, it does work. So the same way this works, it should work also for the sale. So why does Rabbi Yisrael Chanina say that it does not work for the sale? It brings right at the end of the Mishnah that the exchange works. Answers the Gemara in Yud Alpha when based on that. On Rabbi Yisrael, Mekevan Shemoshach Nikra Mekach. Mikan Ve'ilach Mekach Acher Hu. Says the end of the Mishnah is different. Because there, stage one, he didn't take Ma'aser Sheni money to buy Korbanos. What he did, first of all, was he took Ma'aser Sheni and bought with it birds. That's okay. You could buy birds with Ma'aser Sheni. So he bought birds with Ma'aser Sheni. After he bought the birds and he exchanged the money of Ma'aser Sheni on the birds, now he went and was Magdish the birds. It's stage two. It didn't happen in one stage. He didn't do anything wrong in the first exchange. That's why the birds did exchange Ma'aser Sheni. And now he's doing another thing, which is not right, is taking the birds that were bought by the Sheni and making it into a carbon. But it didn't happen in one shot. So when you take the money and you do a sale, which is wrong, the exchange doesn't start. But here the exchange one was okay, and only after he did something wrong, then it does work. So that's what the Gemara says. Kivan shemoshach nika mekach. Once he bought the birds, it worked. Mekan ve'elach mekach acheru. Making it a kodesh, zanu mekach. Says the Gemara, ma'avyu den tzuch lachzor ulakdishoy. He still, after he goes and takes money and brings back the Kedusha Ma'aser Sheni on the new money, he needs to go and re-magdish the birds. Why? The original Kedusha was not done properly. He thought it was done properly. He took the birds of Ma'aser Sheni and said, this will be kinim, this will be korbanos. It didn't really work so well. He's not supposed to do it. So then he will exchange the birds for money, take out the Kedusha Ma'aser Sheni, put on the money, and then go again and be magdish these birds, so to make it in a proper way, where the birds are purely not Ma'aser Sheni. We explain these last few lines of the Gemara based on the Pirush of Chaim Kanievsky. The Rash Sirilo has another pshat over here, and the Maharal Puldo has another pshat. And in both Pirush it comes out, the regular Mechiro, the Gemara says, there's a two-stage process. One stage is the Meshicha, you pull the animal, and then there's a chiyuv of the ma'as, which is using ma'aser sheni. So it's not only for korbanos, but for any for all, every mechira. Ayin sham in these two pirushim. Hadolach ma'aser sheni, hadolach ma'aser sheni. That was the end of the first perek of ma'aser sheni. Starting the second perek, zok the mishnah. Ma'aser sheni nitol la'achilo ulishtiyo lesicho. You can use money ma'aser sheni to buy food, drink, and anointing. Ule'echol do shadar kol echol, has to eat something which is normal to eat. Ulosuch tovar shadar kalosuch, and to anoint something which usually is being used to anoint. Loyosuch yayin nuchemes. Don't use wine and vinegar for anointing, because people don't use it usually for that. Avasachus Hashemin, he anoints with oil. Eim nefatim shema shemai sasheni. Don't put spices into the oil of my sasheni, because the spices absorb the oil, and then you don't use that oil, so it goes to waste. Don't use the money of Ma'aser Sheni to buy oil, which was included in there, different spices, because that's only used for certain people. It's not the normal usage of oil. It's only for people that are very meunog, very rich, not the regular standard person. But the wine, you could put spices into it, because usually eat the spices, so the wine doesn't go to waste. If you put into the wine honey and spices, and now the wine is worth more, so you take a cheshbon. How much wine is here? How much honey and spices are there? Let's say the wine is 3/4, and the honey and spices are 1/4, so 3/4 have a kedusha ma'aser sheni, and 1/4 doesn't. Similarly, dogim sheizbashlu ima kaflutoi ma'aser sheni, fish that was cooked together with a vegetable of ma'aser sheni, veishbichu, and the fish increased in value because of that. Hashvach lefi cheshbon. So again, if the fish is 3/4 of the mixture, and you have over here the other vegetable, which is 1/4, so you say the 3/4 is not ma'aser sheni, and 1/4 is ma'aser sheni. But if it's iso shel ma'aser sheni, eido ma'aser sheni, she'afyo, she went and baked it, v'ishbicho, and he made it increase in value. So then hashvach lesheni, all the shvach goes to ma'aser sheni. Why? Because the dough looks the same. It was the same dough, just the dough increased, became a bread. But how did it become a bread? Because it was in the fire. So you have wood that made the dough into bread. But you don't see the wood. The wood is not in the food. It's not nikar. And therefore what? That's where the Mishnah ends and says. Zaklan, this is the rule. If you see the shvach, you see there's fish with vegetables, you see there's wine with spices, hashvach lefi cheshbon. Then any increase in value, you divide based on the cheshbon of how much was the original ingredients. The kol she'ein shvach nikar, but if you don't see the shvach, you don't see the wood, you see only the bread, you only see the dough that turned into bread, hashvach l'sheni, then the shvach goes to ma'aseh sheni. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim ma'aseh sheni, daf yud aleph.